This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Thursday named a special counsel to investigate how classified government documents ended up being stored at a former Washington office of President Joe Biden and in his Wilmington, Delaware home. AP correspondent Eric Tucker reports there is a significant difference between the Biden and Donald Trump cases involving classified documents.
The Justice Department, the FBI, actually had to go to Mar-a-Lago to seize boxes and boxes of documents that Trump representatives had refused to give back and had not acknowledged that they had. Here, the Biden administration, the White House has said, President Biden's personal lawyers gave to the archives and turned over to the Justice Department the documents that it found after it found them.
New House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, a one-time Trump associate, said, "I think Congress has to investigate this." Hundreds of Mogadishu residents attended a rally Thursday called by the government to protest against militant group Al-Shabaab. President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud was greeted by cheers from those who attended the rally and vowed to protect the people of Somalia. He said, "We will never accept extremists killing or robbing our people, and we will also never accept the killing of innocent people." Al-Shabaab has been waging an insurgency against Somalia's government since 2007 with the aim of enforcing its strict interpretation of Islamic law. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News. A massive storm system rolling across the southern United States spawned a tornado that caused substantial damage in the city of Selma in Alabama. We get more on the story from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The tornado shredded walls of homes, toppled roofs, and uprooted trees in Selma, a city etched in the history of the civil rights movement. The National Weather Service described the tornado as large and extremely dangerous and says it caused damage in a matter of minutes. That struck fear in residents who saw buildings brought down.
Somebody crying.
Yeah, I heard a baby crying too. She said that was, she heard that baby crying.
Oh my God.
The severe weather also caused damage in Georgia. Damage was reported in counties west of downtown Atlanta, including Douglas and Cobb counties. Thousands of customers in Alabama and Georgia are without power. I'm Norman Hall.
A lawyer says Japanese prosecutors are expected to formally charge the suspect in the assassination of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe with murder on Friday. Tetsuya Yamagami was arrested immediately after allegedly shooting Abe with a handmade gun as the former leader was making a campaign speech in July. Yamagami's five-month mental evaluation ended Tuesday, and he was reportedly deemed fit to stand trial. A Washington, D.C. jury is hearing opening statements in the trial against five members of the Proud Boys group charged in the deadly U.S. Capitol insurrection. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A federal prosecutor told the jury former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio and four of his lieutenants led a coordinated attack on the heart of our democracy, calling it a desperate attempt to keep Donald Trump in the White House. Assistant U.S. Attorney Jason McCullough alleges the Proud Boys assembled a fighting force. Defense lawyers have said there was never any plan to go into the Capitol or to stop Congress from certifying the electoral vote. This trial follows the convictions of two leaders of the Oath Keepers group on the charge of seditious conspiracy. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Lisa Marie Presley, the only child of Elvis Presley, died Thursday after being hospitalized early that day, according to her mother. The singer was 54. The announcement came just hours after Priscilla Presley had confirmed that her daughter was rushed to the hospital earlier Thursday. The rioters who invaded the government building on the January 8th attack on Brazil's democracy left behind a trail of destruction whose full scope is only now coming into full view. A report was released Thursday night showing portraits defaced and sculptures and ceramics smashed. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting VOA News.